Corporation, Equal Housing Lender, licensed law 50 states, and number 3030.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like Tannoy studio monitors, $99 each, or select cables and drumsticks, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $6.99 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. The best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss, Ian Geis here with me. Everything okay, guys?
Nope.
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, it's just Dan's soap opera life. or did something just happen right before we went on the air that's not part of the soap opera?
No, nothing happened. I cannot get a hold of my daughter's college to talk to the financial people because
the bursar.
Things are changing, and they said that they're gonna. She's getting more money, but then a payment is due today. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure all of this mess out. I had no idea you had to pay for college.
Yeah, what the heck?
When is she leaving?
The 20th.
Wow, so she's got less than 2 weeks. Yeah, my kid's going back on the 22nd. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah.
But,
I'm going to be a bum.
Well, you're going to be torn up because this is the first year.
Yes.
For my kid, it's the fourth year.
Yeah.
We've been there, done that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to drive her?
Yes.
And get her all set up? And
yeah.
She's going to SEMO, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going down there that day on the 20th, and then both of our cars will be loaded, I'm sure.
Sometimes dealing with the people in college offices... it's like dealing with anybody in any bureaucracy.
Yeah.
You want to say to them, don't you realize how hard you're making this? And I was just telling these guys right before we went on the air, at the school that my daughter goes to, they add in student health insurance for every student every year.
That's crazy.
They don't ask you. You are automatically signed up for student health insurance. But it's not free. It's hundreds of dollars every year. So, you know, I'm taking care of this stuff online. I get an email that says, hey, your bill is due for this year for tuition, etc. So I go to that site, and I look at the amount, and I go, wow, they've really jacked things up since last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the itemize button. Oh, got that student health insurance on there. You'd think I would remember this after this is the fourth year. But I don't. I just see the number. I go, but my heart skips a little beat.
But isn't it every semester you have to deal with that, right?
I don't think we have to do this.
Or is it every year?
I mean, we have to pay for the tuition every semester, but I think the student health insurance is an annual thing.
Oh.
I think. Ask me in December when I have to pay for January. I will have forgotten.
Okay.
But I'm on the site and I see that that's on there and I want to take that off. And there's no way on the school's website to remove that itemized line.
Yeah.
So I call the bursar's office at the school and they explain to me, oh, well, you have to go to the website and it's this/this/this. And there's a waiver form that you have to sign. And as she's saying this, I'm remembering, oh, yeah, I've done this three times before. But I don't remember what the website is, yeah. Of course. Why would I think, save that in the browser? No, no, that would be being efficient and smart. No, I didn't do that. So I had to go and do that. And I asked her, well, you know, a lot of kids now, ever since Obamacare passed, let's not get into the politics of this, but ever since that passed, you can keep your kid on your insurance until they're 26.
Yes.
Who's not doing that? I mean, for a kid, when your daughter goes off to school, she'll be covered by your health insurance, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's not doing that? Unless you're making the kid pay for everything themselves, and then they've got to get their own policy, and maybe then the school health insurance is cheaper than that. I don't know. I didn't investigate it because she's covered under our policy.
And I also have two sons that are still on my insurance because one, oh, wait a minute. No, one just turned 26.
Yeah, now he's going to have to get his own or his employer or work it that way. So I said to her, you know, there's no place on the website that says this. And she says, oh, well, you have to go to this website to see the explanation. Well, put it on the main website. You know the site that tells me how much I owe you? That's where that information needs to be, where you have the breakdown of the itemized lines of how much I'm paying and what I'm paying for. Right there is where the, if you don't want to pay for this.
Yeah, click here to opt out.
Yes.
That would be easy.
I'd like to waive the student health insurance. Boom. And then the site should automatically do that. It's the year 2015. You know, it's not like 20 years ago online where none of this could have been done because you were dealing with, you know, CompuServe.
And these are college people, too. These are people that have gone to college and everything else. Why can't they make a website easier to manage and navigate?
But here's the problem. And I find this not just with bureaucracy like that, but in every other line of business that I encounter on a regular basis, there's always a case where it's obvious that the people who have designed the system, they work there, they don't actually use the system.
No.
So they're doing it as, well, here's how we're the IT experts, so we're going to set it up so that we have this and we have this. We have a page for that. We have a page where you can waive student health insurance, and it looks beautiful. By the way, Jenkins did a beautiful job coding this thing, and it looks fantastic.
Jenkins is a jerk.
Jenkins is a jerk, because Jenkins doesn't think to myself, how are they going to find this page?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody
when you log in as an admin, it's really easy to find.
Logging as an admin.
Maybe they don't you to find it.
You think this is how they preserve their IT jobs?
Could be.
Well, they would make
The school doesn't
They're
want
just
you to
waiting.
Find it.
Yeah, they would just rather sign everybody up for health insurance, whether they need it or not.
Yeah, I think you have a point there.
They made it kind of hard. They go, well, you should have called us, and we would have told you. Well,
hey, Jenkins, can we make this difficult to them to get the waiver?
But it's not. Well, maybe they did that. I don't. No. I hope not. But it's possible that they did it that way. But I run into this all the time. I mean, even if it's something as simple as you go to a fast food restaurant, you drive away, and they didn't put napkins in the bag. Well, anybody who's ever been on the driver's side of a drive-through restaurant knows you have to have napkins in the bag. But the people on the other side, they're busy making burgers and fries and shakes and whatever it is, and there's nothing in their brain that says, make sure, no matter what you do, you have to put napkins in that bag.
This is the 20th bag they've handed out in the last half hour.
Exactly.
It is ironic how you mentioned napkins in a bag, because I went to fast food yesterday, and I had no napkins in my bag.
Well, this is an ongoing complaint of mine.
Oh.
And, of course, you know what people tell me when I complain about this sort of thing. Well, you know, you're supposed to check the bag before you leave the window.
Yeah, well.
Yes, I know I'm supposed to do that, but I'm thinking about the money I have to pay to my daughter's school because of the waiver thing.
That's right.
I'm thinking about other stuff.
And I'm on hold with the school trying to talk to someone.
It should not be the customer's job to remind the employee of the business you're doing business with. By the way, did you do all the minutia that you're supposed to do to make me a satisfied customer? I shouldn't have to say that to you, right? It should just be built into the job that you're doing.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
So I'll just put a message out there. Dad, I will be calling you probably pretty soon.
Oh, your father?
Yes, my father.
Oh, he's looking forward to that
Big
call,
Don.
I'm sure.
Oh, Don.
I'm sure he's looking forward to that. All right. Do we want to say anything about the debate last night? I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch it. I've read some things about it. I saw a couple of clips this morning.
I watched it.
Yeah.
It was.
I don't really want to get into a whole political analysis. That's not what we do on this show.
I don't want to get political at all. I watched it strictly for
entertainment value.
Entertainment value.
And by the way, you're not alone. It's the highest rated debate ever.
I know. And I wasn't really paying attention. I mean, some of the candidates said some things that I like and made some sense, but I watched it mainly for entertainment.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump was mildly entertaining, not like I thought he would be.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to stop you right there. If he were not among the 10, do you think it gets any viewership?
No, not at all.
No, I mean, look at the wall-to-wall coverage that he's been getting on every news channel.
For 2 weeks.
And you know what
else?
Up
to this.
I couldn't get over the set, though. The set looked like the weakest link.
No, it did.
Podiums in a half
That's
circle.
That's what it looked like. I forgot that show. You're right.
It did. You're right.
All you needed was Chris Wallace insulting them after every
Mike
answer.
Huckabee, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Now you want to get me interested in politics.
Absolutely.
Make that the new system.
You've got a reality show star as the star of your debate. Why not go all the way to reality show land? And that way, by the way, you can get all 17 of them there.
Yes.
Survivor starts with 18
yes.
people.
I was also trying to pay attention to them asking each person questions, and they seem to go, and this is by design, I'm sure, to Donald Trump a lot. They asked him a lot of questions.
Well, I think part of the rules of the debate were if your name is mentioned, you get a minute to rebut whatever somebody else says. And so, of course, his name was going to come up. I'm guessing Ben Carson did not get a lot of time.
Ben Carson was pretty funny at one point because they called on him. And I'm looking at some of these people going, who in the hell is that?
Well, that's the problem.
And then Ben Carson comes up and it says on the bottom of the screen, Ben Carson, neurologist.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know who Ben Carson is.
Yeah.
But then Ben Carson says, I thought you forgot me over here. And apparently they didn't ask him a question in a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, imagine being the ones that were on the earlier debate at like 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon at what was called the kiddie table debate.
Oh, yeah.
How demeaning is that, by the way?
I know.
The kiddie table debate. It's the same kind of thing.
But they were all.
You know what? Let me just interrupt you for just a second here because this is very important that I say this. Do not email me anything about politics.
No.
I had a guy who last night was emailing me about how Trump did great in this and so-and-so said that. And he wrote me another email this morning about it. And a couple of other people were saying, you know, because I wrote something on my website. I was doing McGraw's show earlier this week and I mentioned this on the air and then I wrote a column about it, about how no one can tell you right now who the nominee is going to be in November of next year, 15 months from now, because you can't go back to a previous election and see a poll that tells you who the candidates are going to be. Here's proof. If you had gone back to 2008, when Obama was first elected president, he was not the favorite. Hillary Clinton was a lock. Remember that? In 2007,
yes.
Hillary Clinton, the presumed nominee, like she is now. She's the presumed nominee. Forget about it. She's going to be the one. Nope. Turned out not to be. And you know who? I went back and looked. Do you know who the absolute lock for the Republican presidential nominee was in August of 2007? You won't guess.
Was it,
McCain?
Can see his face.
No.
No, it wasn't McCain.
McCain was the eventual nominee.
It was the guy with the nice hair. What the heck is his name? I can't think of his name.
Romney? John Edwards?
Who?
No, he was the.
Oh, yeah, Romney.
Mitt Romney? No.
Romney. That's
no.
what I was thinking of.
No, the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party, according to the polling in August of 2007, was Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. Yeah.
Did he even make it past the first couple of primaries? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I wasn't following it that closely, but still.
Yeah.
You know, you go back and you look at the ones who are in the lead at this point with the with previous races. Well, you have to go ask President Gary Hart.
Oh, my goodness.
President Mario Cuomo, President Michelle Bachmann, President Pat Buchanan. All of these people were the leaders in the polls 15 months before that presidential election. So all of the stuff you're hearing, So I wrote about that, and I said it on the air on McGraw's show, and then I wrote about it, and a guy wrote up and said, well, but Donald Trump is different, and he's making all these points, and it's like he wants to argue with me about this. I wrote back to him this morning. I said, please, I'm not going to argue with you.
I don't care.
Exactly. and don't call. We're not going to take calls. We're not going to talk about this. We're not going to get into this. This is not a political show. And I'm not going to engage with anybody over who's... And by the way, same thing with Democrats. I don't want to hear Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton. I don't want to hear it. I'm like 99% of Americans. It's 15 months before the election. I'm not really paying attention.
No.
Call me in, like, I don't know, next summer.
I watched it merely for entertainment value last night. I didn't watch it to learn about policies.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The 24 anything. Million people who watched were mostly like you.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing, and because of Trump.
And I thought it was really, at the end, on their closing statements, Donald Trump was pretty milquetoast on his closing statement. The funniest one, I think it was Huckabee that said, he goes, I know a lot of people tuned in, a lot of people are watching now because of a loudmouth, and he's going, I'm paraphrasing, but a loudmouth, someone that's just throwing things out there and all this other stuff. But we did talk about Hillary a little bit tonight, and I thought that was funny because he went and you knew, oh, he's talking about Donald Trump. And nope, and then he throws Hillary's name out there. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah, those pre-planned lines. That's obviously something they were. See, that's the thing. Also,
oh, heck yes.
That's the thing also. These are not debates. You know, there's no way you can have a debate with 10 people on stage and have them actually engaging in things.
No.
Well,
they each get a minute, and they're going to get their points across and their pre-scripted lines.
Yeah, the 5 minutes I watched last night, and this is why I turned the channel, because they ask a question, and they totally start talking about something else.
Oh,
they
yeah.
never even make reference to what.
Bing
so
bong.
I was like, well, that's not even.
Yep.
And so I go.
And then that little bell goes off. Bing bong.
I go.
And then they keep talking.
Seinfeld rerun for me.
See, I was out playing poker last night. I did not watch.
I was trying to find Seinfeld last night, and I couldn't find it.
Colin Jeffrey, our newsman / showbiz boy, told me about how Fox did not only a great job in the production of the debate, because to them it's a TV show more than anything else. I mean, they'll get into the pumping up of the candidate they want to win along the way, certainly, but they're also interested in putting on a TV show that'll draw 24 million viewers.
Oh, heck yeah.
Which it did. But he also told me about an app that they put out. I think he told me it was called Fox News Campaign HQ or something. I don't know. I'm not going to download it, but if you want to, you can search for it and find it yourself. He said one of the things it had on there was you could watch the debate, and as the debate was going on, you could give a candidate thumbs up or thumbs down, or you could actually dodge. You could say the candidate dodged on this issue. And not only that, he explained to me, to make it more social as part of social media, you could then share your view of the debate through this app with anybody you wanted to. So he had told a bunch of his, just for kicks, if you're going to download this app, let's all do this and we'll share it with our friends. And so one of his friends, now how long was the debate? A little over 2 hours, right?
I think so.
Okay. One of his friends gave Donald Trump 75 thumbs up. 75 thumbs up over the course of 2 hours. But that same person gave Ted Cruz 250 thumbs down. Now, forget about that again. Forget about the politics of that. Think to yourself, over the course of a couple of hours, this person was hitting that app 325 times just for those two people. That's being a little bit too dedicated to the whole social media thing.
Yes.
You know, Ted Cruz might not even be talking. I'm disliking, dislike, just dislike, push it, just keep pushing dislike over and over and over again.
It was interesting, though.
And by the way, the app does not come with napkins.
Really?
So why bother?
And then they did these Facebook things. They had either videos of people asking questions or people writing in questions on Facebook. So.
Yeah.
But Megyn Kelly is hot. She's cute.
I say the same thing about Chris Matthews.
Well.
That's just me.
You know, I'm with you.
All right. Can we now be done with this for good?
Yes.
And I'm going to say again, we're not going to take any calls on this. And I do not want emails or tweets about this because I'm not getting into it with anybody. Mm. It's just useless. at this point.
I don't want to talk about politics because I'm dumb about politics. I don't care about politics.
Nobody at this point really cares about it, but the media is blowing it completely out of proportion, and it is getting attention for exactly that reason that we mentioned before, the big hair from New York.
Yeah.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, I've got about three or four stories that fall into a category that I love to return to. There's not quite knuckleheads in the news. This one actually rises above that. I'll have knuckleheads for you at 5:45 today, like I always do on Friday afternoons, and we'll have the Harris Challenge, and Colin will be in here, and we'll do, in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll review the new Meryl Streep movie and the new Fantastic Four movie from Marvel. We got all of that. When we come back from this break, it's another edition of What the Hell is Wrong with People? Next here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
All right, we're going to get a check on traffic right now, and it's Frank Ladd in for Tim Weiland. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dan. Good afternoon to you. Westbound on Highway 64, already starting to see some volume between Hampton and McCausland. Seeing that normal work zone volume eastbound on Highway 44, approaching the Merrimack River Bridge, northbound 55, that right lane starting to get a little bit heavy as well, headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge from about Park Avenue. And seeing road construction delays eastbound on Highway 64 from the Highway 70 merge split, whatever you want to call it, up through Lake St. Louis. You lose a lane there. And that road construction is set to be there until about 9 o'clock tonight. That's eastbound 64 between Highway 70 and a little east of Lake St. Louis. This update brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs, King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwiches back. It's a steaming hot 12-hour pit-smoked pulled pork topped with pepper jack cheese and fresh Hawaiian coleslaw piled high on toasted King's Hawaiian bread. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen for a limited time only. I'm Frank Ladd in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
It's coming soon. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. All day, Thursday, August 20th on KTRS. Listen for details.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly one of the best. Why do I know this? Because I've used them in my house. You've had the typical carpet cleaning experience. They come out, clean the carpets, they look pretty good, but just in a few short weeks, they start looking dingy again. Plus, they take forever to dry. I'm here to tell you that True Clean Carpet has done away with these two problems. They come out with their own treated water, totally organic pre-spray, so you don't use detergents that leave sticky residue and attract even more dirt. They dry with True Clean Carpet in 1 to 2 hours. No more worry about mold or other issues of having your carpets wet for so long. True Clean Carpet gets them dry in just 1 to 2 hours because they invest in the newest extraction technology. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500, 314-427-9500, or see their website at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free. It's True Clean Carpet.
If you snooze, you lose. In today's fast-paced world, if you're too tired to focus and stay sharp, you fall behind. That's why people everywhere are scrambling to get their hands on Prilogen, the new breakthrough that gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win in life. To satisfy demand, free trials are now being given away to anyone who calls the following toll-free number in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-7132. Prilogen is powered by clinically proven ingredients to enhance your ability to focus, improve your concentration, boost your physical energy, improve your mood, and even help you stay alert when you didn't get enough sleep. And Prilogen is healthy, natural, and made in the USA. In today's fast-paced world, if you snooze, you lose. Prilogen gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win. And right now, they're giving away free trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. So hurry. Call now for details. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132. 1-800-400-7132.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, an unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your five best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-2409. That's 1-800-700-2409. 1-800-700-2409 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-600-4119. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-600-4119. That's 1-800-600-4119.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul McCartney asking the musical question, hi. Dan Strauss, Ian Geis here with me in the studio. You see the story this week that Paul McCartney says that there are lost Beatles songs?
No, I missed that.
Last year, there was a collection that came out of stuff that they had recorded for some BBC shows in the 60s. That had never been released before. And I actually did an interview with the guy who compiled them, fascinating stuff. And so an interviewer just this last week asked Paul McCartney, are there any other tracks anywhere, like in your collection or at Apple or Abbey Road or anywhere? He said, no. There are some lost songs, but they're lost because John and I didn't have tape recorders back in the late 50s and like 60 or 61. We didn't have tape recorders, so we would come up with songs and we'd write them together and we might go perform them at night. But then if we went to sleep and didn't remember them the next day, that song was gone forever. So I told that story and I added this. How good could the song have been if you couldn't remember it the next day?
Yeah.
You know, the great ones are going to stick with you and you're going to know them the next day. At least the other guy will remember it. Oh, you can't remember it? It goes like this. So when you tell me you have maybe 12 or 14 lost Beatles songs, probably better off that they stay lost. All right, a couple of things from my What the Hell is Wrong with People category. And the first one has to be the story from the Drury Inn near the airport of this woman who died after going in to get butt enhancement.
Oh, that's right.
Black market butt enhancement.
At the Drury Inn?
Isn't that where you go for your butt enhancement, Dan?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
This woman, Daishi Phillips, 22 years old, on July 30th, went with three other women to get this injection.
Go to the red rump.
Of what probably was industrial-grade silicone or glue.
The red rump in.
Goodness.
We'll leave the light on for you.
I had no idea this was a thing.
This is a thing. Buttocks enhancing injections, which if you went to a plastic surgeon, you would not be in the minority. Well, you'd be in the minority, but you wouldn't be alone. There are 11,000 such procedures performed last year at plastic surgeons. And then you add in the black market butt enhancement business. And it's probably thousands more.
How in the world do you get into the black market butt enhancement business?
Well, all you do
either
is
do it to yourself, and somebody goes, "Hey, what happened to your
butt?
Hey,
your butt looks pretty good."
Here's. I'm not kidding when I tell you this is how you do it. You go down to the Pep Boys, and you pick yourself up a can of Fix-A-Flat, and then you convince people to come in and drop trowel, bend over, and
Now the problem is, they're using. I've heard stories where they use oil.
I was kidding about the Fix-A-Flat. That's how the woman in Florida died last year.
They use Fix-A-Flat?
Yes!
And I know this is huge in Brazil because they have a fixation for that area, the women there.
Yes.
And the women who are not endowed, they'll go and, you know, if you go to a plastic surgeon, those things and
it's
injections
expensive.
Are expensive. So you find somebody who corner injector.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Where does the Fix-A-Flat go?
They find anything to just inject in there just to hold.
But
into the cheek.
Yes.
In the cheek.
I understood what your question was.
Okay.
And yes, the correct answer is it would be like if you were getting a needle in the butt. But now they're doing it with Fix-A-Flat.
Oh, my goodness.
Or in the case of this, industrial-grade silicone.
Wow.
Or glue. There are pumping parties where people show up. There was one woman who died in 2011 in Philadelphia where the cops went and found this underground surgery going on. A British woman died after she got her buttocks injected also in a hotel. There's a woman in Dallas. Her death ruled a homicide after a buttocks-enhancing procedure led to fatal pulmonary silicone embolization. I never heard of that. If I hadn't read it on this piece of paper, I wouldn't know what that is. But they say that the silicone travels through your system, you know, gets into your bloodstream, gets into your heart, gets into your lungs. Good night.
Wow.
Now, how much do you think you have to pay your black market butt enhancer for this procedure?
Ooh. I don't know.
$100 an injection.
About $500. Okay. $500 to $1,600. And it's one of the fastest growing underground surgeries in this country.
For each cheek? $500 for each cheek?
I think there's probably a package.
Well, I think you probably get it's a two for one deal.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody's going in. You know what? I would just like my right butt to be really, really large.
Now that would be funny.
Have you seen?
Imagine being behind that at Costco. Pardon me, ma'am. I think you've got a flat.
Yeah.
Fix-A-Flat in the car. We're going to take care of that for you.
That lady's doing thing half-assed over there.
They not only do injections, they also do implants in the butt as well.
Yes.
And I've seen some horror pictures where the implant will get flipped so the curved part is facing the inside and the
flat side is out?
The flat, there's some horrible botched surgery pictures out there, yeah.
Dude, what do you have in your back pocket? I don't have anything in my back pocket. Why are you asking? No reason.
Honey, does my butt look big in these jeans?
What is that, an iPad in your pants? No, that's me. All natural. I don't know what you're talking about.
Your butt looks like those dot candies.
Wow.
The dot candy. Or a Rolo.
Pardon me, sir. I need directions. Can you tell me where I go to get to the underground butt enhancement room in this hotel? Yeah, it's two doors down from the bogus dentist. That's the other one that always gets me. The woman who I told you about with the Fix-A-Flat in Florida, I remember this story like it was yesterday, but it was last year. It was in the same neighborhood as a fake dentist who was pulling people's teeth and doing fillings in his garage, unlicensed.
Oh, my goodness.
Had no dental training whatsoever. But I guess, you know, for a certain segment of the population that can't afford to go to a real dentist, you know, you go to Jimmy's Dental Garage.
Yeah, Jimmy's Dental Garage, and he's just using regular pliers.
Yes. Doesn't make any sense to me. Mm. But as I've said many, many times, these are ridiculous, ridiculous people doing ridiculous, ridiculous things. And I, as a radio personality who has to talk for several hours weekly, thank them very, very much.
Yes.
I'm sorry that they're dead, but this is exactly the sort of stuff.
Great service they do.
Now, they're helping us out a lot. That's a service to us.
Have these people been caught, like the person over at the Drury Inn?
They don't know. No, they don't know who it was at the Drury Inn. They think they have an idea. But they have not caught the person as of this morning anyway. And then there's a story out of Michigan. And this doesn't involve politicians, but it's not a political story. Two representatives in the Michigan State House were having an affair. They're both freshman representatives, and they're having an affair with each other. And they found out that some people not only had found out about their affair, which had been going on for a while, but were going to go public with it. So the woman decided, well, instead of us getting caught up in that scandal, because we're both married and we're both, you know, pro-family and that sort of thing, that's the people that always get caught up in these sort of things. Right. You know, they're out there telling other people how to run their lives while they're doing the same thing they don't want other people to do. So instead of that, she decided that that one of her assistants should create a smear campaign saying that the guy she was sleeping with had paid for male-on-male sex behind a prominent nightclub in Lansing, that would be the best way to handle the impending revelations of their affair. That if people thought that he was involved in some sort of pay-for-gay sex thing, some sort of, you know, behind-the-building gigolo deal,
it would kind of deflect from her?
Right, then what, people wouldn't care about the affair. How's that?
I thought she had feelings for this guy.
Well, she had something for him. But here's the best part of the story. The assistant in her office, the aide in her office, who she wanted to have spread this rumor through an anonymous email address, he said, no, I'm not going to do that. Because once it gets found out, I'm going to be part of the whole cover-up. And I don't want to. I can't afford to do that. I don't want to have my life ruined because the two of you are sleeping together. Leave me out of this. Right. And so she kept pressing him and pressing him and pressing him. And he was recording everything.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Good for him.
So now the tapes are out, and not only is the, you know, she made it worse, because now it's not only she's sleeping with the other guy, but also she tried to cover it up with this bogus story.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. And then I've got to do this story out of the Springfield News Leader. I have a listener by the name of Matt Burrows, who contributes stories for Knuckleheads in the News, and he sent me this. And I was going to put it in Knuckleheads today, but it's actually a compilation of different stories that the Springfield News Leader has come up with. And these are things that the cops got calls about from people in Springfield, Missouri. For instance, they got a call once about a fountain in a guy's yard that was painted Pepto-Bismol pink. But they weren't calling to complain about the color of the fountain. They were calling to complain that the fountain was gone and had been replaced by a toilet with flowers planted in the top and water coming out of the bowl. And signs that said, mind your own business. So the neighbors turned them in because they didn't like seeing this toilet there. The person who had put the toilet out and gotten rid of the Pepto-Bismol pink fountain had done it because the neighbors had complained he'd been parking in his yard and left trash out there. So it was one of these whole things. But the cop said, this is freedom of speech, you know? It's his lawn. He's allowed to put a toilet with plants on it out in front of his house if he wants to. Leave us out of this. Then there's a woman who called the Springfield, Missouri police because she had parked her car underneath a row of trees outside of a business, and when she came out, birds had pooped all over the car. And so she wanted the city to make the business that she had parked in front of put up signs stating, birds roost in these trees. Be careful where you park.
Goodness.
The cop said, we have nothing to do with this. There's another one. There's a woman who decided to take all of the stuffed animals from inside her house and hang them on the chain link fence outside of her house. Sesame Street puppets and teddy bears and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, the neighbors were like, what is this about? And they called the cops, and the cops go over there, and she said, oh, I'm just doing this as a one-day display so that I can take some pictures, and then I'm going to put them away. And the cops said, okay, this can't be here tomorrow. And she said, no, they're not going to be here tomorrow. It's going to rain. Why would I want my animals to get wet? These are true stories. Then there's the woman who called to complain that her landlord had put a silencer on all the smoke detectors in her buildings.
Oh.
And also, she was having a problem in her apartment with mutant fleas.
Mutant fleas?
Yes. So, again, you're from 911. What do you do for that?
What's a mutant flea?
I don't know. Neither did the 911 dispatcher. There's another one who got, this is the 911 dispatcher who got a call. These are all in Springfield, Missouri. 911 dispatcher gets a call from a guy who says, I just want to tell you, you're doing a great job.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
nice.
Sir. I just want to tell you, you're doing an excellent job. And he's slurring a little bit. And they, oh, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. Do you have an emergency I can help you with? No, I just want you to know you're doing a great job. And you tell everybody there you've been speaking to the future president of the United States of America. Yeah, I'm the one who signed the Declaration of Independence. And why is it that I can't do the drunk voice without falling into Foster Brooks?
I know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, because I'm old. That's yeah. Did you just say, oh, that was Foster Brooks?
It was Foster Brooks, though. Foster Brooks did a drunk guy.
I think Dan was just implying that I did fall into the Foster Brooks, but it was a bad Foster Brooks.
No. I would never.
You're doing a great job there.
You're doing a great job.
And one more. One more. There's the story of a woman about 92 years old who regularly calls 911 to complain about all sorts of things, including the construction of a hotel being built behind her house, about a block away, and it makes way too much noise. And the lights and the construction noise and all that, it really bothers her. So she calls the police, and the police can't do anything. They're legitimate construction. And so she went up to the second floor window and flashed them.
Yeah.
She's 92 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
That will stop things on the construction site right there.
Hey, Bob, what's that? Oh, my.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Shut this thing down. 354 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how the roads are moving along. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, they're not moving along very well in some areas. Downtown, you've got slow traffic headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound on 64, Market Street to the Poplar. Northbound 55 stacks up very heavy from 44 up through the Poplar Street Bridge. That right lane, very heavy. Also seeing some volume in that right lane approaching 55 eastbound on Highway 44. Westbound on Highway 64, got a crash at Lake St. Louis. That one's blocking the left shoulder. You got a brief backup approaching that. Also working with road construction eastbound on 64 from Highway 70 through Lake St. Louis. That has the right lane closed as well. And westbound on Highway 64, seeing volume headed out of the city between Hampton and McCausland. Southbound 270, a heavy pocket at Olive. This update brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich is back. It's steaming hot, 12-hour pit-smoked pulled pork, topped with pepper jack cheese and fresh Hawaiian coleslaw, piled high on toasted King's Hawaiian bread. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen, for a limited time only. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
The Big 550. Online. On demand.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living, Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite capped with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living, Inc., located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Injured military service members today need our help. They dedicate their lives to the service of others, and when they return home, they are left with long delays. Medical care, counseling, and rehabilitation are just a few areas that are in need. By donating to an organization of your choice or the Bob Woodruff Foundation at remind.org, you can make a big difference in a service member's life.
This paid public service announcement is sponsored by the concerned and professional staff with KITS Corporation of America. Helping to ensure support our troops is not just a slogan.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian Geis, Dan Strauss. Dan was just telling me he's got a couple of gigs this weekend with the band.
Oh, yeah. We're playing the Firehouse Bar and Grill on Lemay Ferry Saturday night from 8 till midnight. And then out at Lori's Place in Edwardsville, right next to the Wildy Theater, from 3 to 7 in the
afternoon. I've had dinner at Laurie's place.
Yeah.
Good food.
Yeah, it is. Both places have great food.
Yeah.
So, a couple of chances to see us.
I went there a few months ago, right before going to see Roger McGuinn. Solo show at the Wildy.
The Wildy's a cool place.
It really is, yeah. All right, so that's this weekend. And then next weekend, are you playing at this thing at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet that Jack is doing?
Yeah, it's the Londoff Lot Party. It's going to be a huge, they're turning it into a festival now. Frank's going to be there meeting and greeting people from 11.
And right there is your headline.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Frank will be out of his house.
Like he said, he does not do this anymore.
No. And seen in public.
No.
On purpose.
This is from 11 in the morning till 2
in
the afternoon.
Will he have the disguise on, or will he?
No. He's not going to have a disguise on. He's going to be there. He will be there. And then Southside Johnny Band, we're going to be playing there.
Uh-huh.
Peon said he's going to show up.
Nice.
Trying to get some other folks to show up. But they're also going to have some games. We're grilling up hot dogs and brats and burgers. And then Peroni's Pizza is going to just keep bringing pizzas by as long as we need pizza.
Okay.
So that's around the corner, and they're going to have some games for the kids and stuff. And then you have until next Friday to go in and tell them your AM and the PM. You want to test drive a car, and you will be entered in the drawing for that prepaid lease on the Chevy Cruze.
For how long?
Two years. A two-year lease.
Nice.
Two-year lease. All you have to supply is the insurance. And then, but so they have some people there. I was just out there today, and Kitty Harrison was telling me that there's already people coming out and test driving. So, and it's not, it's only people that are AM and the PM. You have to go in and say, I'm AM and the PM. I want to test drive a car.
Okay.
And
do you have to test drive the Cruze, or can you take anything out?
No, you can take anything out. And if you're looking to buy or something like that, you know, drive it, drive the Cruze, because just in case you win it, you'll be used to it.
There you go. All right, so that's Saturday the 15th, a week from tomorrow.
Yes, starting at 11 o'clock, 11 till 2.
At Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Coming up next hour, Colin will be in here. We're going to talk about movies and showbiz stuff. He's got a review of The Fantastic Four, the latest one from the Marvel people. And I've got a movie called Ricky and the Flash, which is a Meryl Streep rock and roll movie. Let me just warn you right now, this is going to be very interesting, these reviews back to back, because that's not exactly the same demographic, the same audience going to Fantastic Four and